Welcome to the Proverbs Podcast. Our text today is Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 16. A fool's displeasure is known at once, but whoever ignores an insult is sensible. While it has been my professional preference to be inconspicuous, my life has been far from private. It is interesting how that the ministry has become of such interest to many. Some have a particularly high regard for such a calling, while others can be quite vocal about their disregard or contempt for the devotional lifestyle of service that I encourage and represent. Today's text is not inferring that we should not stand up for our convictions, but rather that we should be discerning and somewhat careful regarding our responses to those who would disregard or stand in abject opposition to us. Galatians chapter 6 verses 1 to 5 comes to mind as I consider the message of this proverb. I quote, "Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load." It has always been Satan's intention to distract us or to lead us to fall away from the certainty of Christ's presence in our lives. As a Christian, I am not in a saving relationship to do my own will, but to fulfill the desires and expectations of Christ, who lives and delights to perform His will in my life by His Spirit. The concerns and comments of others are not to distract us from the personal work that would further allow us to experience the presence of God in our lives. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 4, we find this timely and relevant counsel. Jesus says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye?" Strong words that remind me that I cannot, in my own strength, remove the plank from my eyes, let alone from others. Only by the grace of God are we able to rise above our self-pleasing and self-preserving egos to respond to life's challenges in ways that would reflect our high calling in Christ. Perhaps this is an underlying message in this text. We are not to wear our thoughts on our sleeves, but when insulted, are best to pause to consider the response and will of God in the face of such chiding and unpleasant circumstances. To restore someone gently often means to guard or to temper our response, or at times remain silent as we take the individual and the circumstance to God in prayer. In the covenant relationship, God assumes responsibility for our enemies. He has resources available that can truly change the hearts of others. We can't. And furthermore, His ways are not our ways, and He works with an eternity in mind for the salvation of everyone. Today, focus on the value that Jesus places upon you. His example of humble surrender to the Father's will would be reflected in us should our witness truly be of benefit to His kingdom. May God help us to leave ourselves in His care and keeping. Ultimately, what He thinks of us is really what should be of the greatest concern to us. Have a great day. May God bless you. I'm Pastor Ron Nelson.